This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Hundreds of junior high and high school students interested in music make their way to the University of Arkansas campus each summer for band camps. Attendees have the chance to sit in with individual instructors, play together, and listen to nationally recognized artists who come in just for the camps. This week, Mike Garson and Jim Walker performed a pair of concerts for the band campers. Mike and Jim brought packed resumes with them to the camp. Mike Garson, pianist and composer, has studied with and or played with Bill Evans, Herbie Hancock, Stan Getz, and began a lengthy musical relationship with David Bowie in 1971 when he accompanied Bowie on his first North American tour. Jim Walker, a flutist and composer, has been principal flutist with the Pittsburgh Symphony, the Los Angeles Philharmonic, and the New York Philharmonic. And you may have just heard him on NPR's Here and Now on Independence Day discussing the music behind the Stars and Stripes Forever. And together, they're also part of the jazz ensemble Free Flight. This week, Robert Ginsberg, host of KUAF's Shades of Jazz program, invited Mike and Jim into the Furman Garner Performance Studio to play some music. But first, Robert asked them about the responsibilities during their visit to the University of Arkansas band camps this week. Mike Garson says part of what they did was play for the young musicians at the camp.
Tonight, we're playing for the high school kids, probably about 800 or 1,000 of them. The other night, we played for the junior high. And it's amazing because I was very nervous because these kids are listening to their gangster rap all day long, and then they come in and no drums, no bass, and playing classical and jazz music just with a flute and piano. And it was like being at a rock concert. We had more applause than I used to get with David Bowie before we even touched the instruments. It was like crazy. So they're all musicians, even though they're young. They're musicians, and they got, on a certain level, what we're doing, especially the flute, because they're horn players, many of them, and they could appreciate, you know, the technique. They're working so hard to play a scale, and Jim is playing 7,000 of them at the same time, you know?
I really believe that how your two careers represent to me the diverse wealth of what is out there. It doesn't have to be just one bag. It doesn't have to be just jazz or classical. Or your involvement with the motion picture industry is astounding, Jim. I was looking through a list of over 750 motion pictures that you've performed part of the soundtrack on, and I could barely get out of the A's. There's Aliens 3 and 4, Austin Powers, Gladiator, Groundhog Day, Home Alone, Indiana Jones, Seabiscuit, that, and then you kind of walked away from that a few years ago, didn't you?
I did. I don't think of myself as a maverick, but I guess when you tally it all up, I've made a couple of interesting, not predictable moves. Leaving the LA Philharmonic was a fairly bold step, but it just was unquestionably the right thing for me to do in 1985, and then 3 years ago, I left the film scoring business. It was just, it felt like it was the right time. I'd had a very beautiful, fortunate run. I was at the right place at the right time. So, you know, it was with a lot of gratitude that I left, but I definitely am not looking back, and I'm very happy to be on this side of the picture.
Mike Garson and Jim Walker are two of the musicians who came to the University of Arkansas this summer to participate in the summer band camps. While they were inside our building, they also played the original song, What Is This Thing Called Jazz? It's Jim Walker flute and Mike Garson at the Mary Baker Rumsey Steinway.
Thank you.
There will be more from the conversation, as well as music recorded inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio on an upcoming edition of Shades of Jazz with Robert Ginsberg. Shades of Jazz airs each Friday and Saturday evening from 10 until midnight.